Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, August 15th. You'll be interested to know. 78 years ago today, in 1947, India joyously celebrated its hard-earned independence from British rule, marking the birth of a free and sovereign nation. This monumental achievement was the culmination of a relentless, nonviolent struggle led by visionary leaders like Mahatma Gandhi, who inspired millions with their unwavering commitment to justice and equality. On this historic day, the first Prime Minister, Jawaharlal Nehru, hoisted the national flag above the Lahori Gate of the Red Fort in Delhi, symbolizing the dawn of a new era. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Friday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. Current conditions are fair with waves at 3+ feet. They're holding steady through the morning, but will drop to 2 to 3+ feet by noon. The wind is sideshore at 7 mph, picking up slightly to 10 mph later. Expect choppy conditions throughout the day as the swell continues from the southwest. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 2-foot outgoing low tide, when the southwest swell is 2 feet at 14 seconds, and the sideshore wind is 7 mph. The first low tide on Friday will be 2 feet at 7:15 a.m., followed by a 5.5 feet high tide just before 2:30. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 68 degrees for the water temperature. Expect fair conditions on Saturday with waves around 2 to 3 feet, but watch for choppy conditions as the day progresses due to onshore winds. Sunday brings a slight improvement, with clean sets reaching 2+ feet early on, making it the standout day of the period. Monday holds steady with 2 to 3+ feet, maintaining clean conditions throughout the morning. This morning, it's patchy drizzle, and it feels like 68 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:35, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:14. It looks a grin for some patchy drizzle early today, clearing to partly sunny skies later, with a high near 70 and a light south breeze. Tonight, expect more patchy drizzle after 11 p.m., mostly cloudy skies, and a low of 64. Looking ahead in the weather, this weekend starts with partly sunny skies and highs in the low 70s, followed by mostly cloudy nights. Expect mostly sunny weather on Monday and Tuesday, with highs reaching the upper 70s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, a new analysis by the San Diego Regional Economic Development Corporation reveals that the Midway Rising Project could generate an impressive $285 million in annual economic impact for San Diego. This revitalization of nearly 50 acres in the Midway Sports Arena neighborhood is estimated to cost about $4 billion over 14 years. With tax revenue projected at $1.4 million annually for the city and about $4 million for the county, the project promises to create 1,100 new jobs, along with over 4,000 housing units, nearly half of which will be affordable. Now on to sports. The Los Angeles Organizing Committee for the 2028 Olympic and Paralympic Games has made history by becoming the first to sell naming rights for sports venues. This groundbreaking decision opens up new revenue streams ahead of the games, which are less than 3 years away. Notable agreements include Honda securing naming rights for the volleyball venue in Anaheim and Comcast for the squash arena. LA28 chairperson Casey Wasserman stated, "Today's historic announcement delivers on that promise, aiming for a fully privately funded event." The Olympics will take place from July 14th to July 30th, 2028. In local sports, the Padres were off last night, and this afternoon, they face the Dodgers in Los Angeles for Game 1 of a 3-game series. The pitcher has yet to be determined for the Friars, while Clayton Kershaw is 6-2 with a 3.14 earned run average. First pitch is scheduled for 7:10 with clear skies and a temperature near 74 degrees. In top news, Warren Buffett is set to reveal his secret $5 billion investment in an industrial stock following Berkshire Hathaway's filing after the market closes. As the market opens, frenzied buying could lead to missed opportunities. Analysis shows that Buffett has strategically invested in the commercial, industrial, and other category, which surged by $4.8 billion over the past 2 quarters. Many are speculating that Caterpillar is the target, given its solid fundamentals and position in the booming infrastructure sector. Investors are advised to consider buying Caterpillar shares or industrial exchange-traded funds as a way to capitalize on this potential gain. In business news, electric truck maker Rivian is reporting a loss of $100 million in potential revenue due to relaxed fuel economy rules in the United States. Following the rollback under the Trump administration, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration ceased issuing necessary paperwork for compliance credits, impacting electric vehicle manufacturers. Rivian's director of public policy highlighted that the company cannot finalize regulatory credit deals, which previously accounted for 6.5% of its total revenue in the first half of the year. Meanwhile, Tesla reported a significant decrease in expected revenue from credit sales, emphasizing the industry's challenging landscape. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 2% for the week to $119,000. Ethereum is up 0.5% to just over $4,600. And XRP is down 0.5% to $3.12. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. In a groundbreaking development for the shipping industry, Danish maritime pilots can now remotely guide vessels from shore, marking a significant evolution in shipping technology. Jürgen Andersen, a seasoned pilot, recently traded a precarious boat commute for a control room on a houseboat, overseeing the Venta Maersk via video link. This innovative system, developed by navigation data firm Danelec, allows pilots to access vital data directly from ships. While proponents emphasize safety and efficiency, some pilots express skepticism about automation's impact on their profession. However, DanPilot aims to expand remote pilotage by the year 2026, ensuring the role of pilots remains vital. And in entertainment news, Hulu, one of the earliest and largest streaming services, will soon undergo a significant change. the second oldest streaming platform, after Netflix, will merge its app into the Disney Plus app next year, as announced by Disney's CEO. Launched in 2008, Hulu's ownership has shifted over time, culminating in Disney's full acquisition earlier this year from Comcast. This transition reflects the ongoing evolution of television away from traditional cable. With a combined total of 183 million subscribers for Disney and Hulu, the streaming landscape continues to shift, raising costs for viewers as competition intensifies. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American writer and philosopher, Henry David Thoreau. And he said, "Things do not change, we change." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.